So how do we know if a client is high risk or an immediate danger? Well, Policy 108 defines high intensity as any of the following. Again, the time frames are important here because they distinguish between the other levels. So one definition would be a client who, within the past month, has had thoughts of killing themselves with some intention of acting on those thoughts. So it doesn't matter if they have a specific plan in place yet for acting on the thoughts or not. Either way, they're considered high intensity. An example would be maybe the client you're working with at some point during the past month, or maybe many points, has had thoughts about ending their life by overdose and some intention to do that. So this is high risk, even if they haven't yet developed the plan for how they're going to overdose. Okay, another definition is if the client is within the past 3 months, they've engaged in any preparation for making an attempt, or within the past 3 months have actually made an attempt. Even if this was interrupted or they aborted, meaning they stopped the attempt for some reason. So going along with the example of the client who has an intention to overdose, let's say at some point within the past 3 months, they were gathering lots of medication in preparation for making an overdose attempt. Or maybe they were in the process of actually taking those pills to end their life and their roommate came home, so they were interrupted. Or maybe they were in the process of taking the pills or about to, and then they changed their mind at the last minute and stopped. That would be aborted. And then lastly, if the client will not commit to keeping themselves safe or they won't commit to using their safety plan, then they would be determined to be at the high intensity risk level.